DeJor glanced at Ashik, then returned her gaze to Jagat.
I'm afraid that Lieutenant Pogorsky's efforts are turning public opinion against you, head of state, she said.
No sooner had an election been announced than Lydia Pogorsky, the same security officer who had given false testimony at Tahiri's murder trial on Coruscant, had turned up as Dalla's primary campaign coordinator.
Your insistence on keeping Dalla and her allies inside the blockade is being perceived as weakness. Most people assume you're simply afraid of her fleet strength.
Or that she's the better tactician? Jagat asked. DeJor dipped her head in acknowledgement.
That too, head of state, she said. It simply makes you look... frightened.
Yet you believe the citizenry isn't ready for an election, Jagat said, looking surprisingly satisfied. He glanced over at Ashik. It certainly sounds as though they're paying attention. Ashik nodded. Indeed it does, head of state.
DeJor glanced in confusion from Jagat to the Chiss, then said, Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I do assume that we all agree head of state Fel is the superior choice. Otherwise, what's the point of opposing Dalla at all?
Exactly, Commodore, Jagat said. What would the point be?
Tahiri could see by the gleam in Jagat's eye that there was more to his plan than he had shared, even with her. Not only had he anticipated the doubts DeJor had mentioned, he was counting on them. When Jagat did not elaborate, Admiral Rej said,
I'm afraid I agree with Commodore DeJor.
Seated on Jagat's right-hand side, he was the only other person in the cabin who was not standing.
I fail to see how this kind of mob violence benefits you or the Empire.
Jagat gave him a confident smile. Only because you've never lived in a democracy, Admiral.
He took his datapad out of his lap and placed it on the table, then finally glanced at the holographic riot.
In a real democracy, it's not the result that is important, it's the process.
Rej's eyes betrayed his doubt, and he and DeJor exchanged worried glances.
Jag smiled patiently. People will only truly follow a leader if they choose that leader themselves.
DeJor rolled her eyes, and Rej looked even more worried.
If I may, Tahiri said, addressing Jagat. Perhaps I should explain the real reason you agreed to this election.
Jag's smile changed to a smirk, and he actually looked impressed.
Be my guest.
He glanced at a pair of puzzled-looking Imperials, then said,
I'm looking forward to hearing this as much as you are.
Tahiri started to feel less confident of her conclusion, but said,
Clearly you're laying a trap.
And?
Jag steepled his fingers and looked at her expectantly.
I hope you can do better than that, Tahiri. I'd hate to think Jaina's confidence in you is misplaced.
Tahiri frowned.
Jaina's confidence?
She glanced down at the datapad.
I thought she was still inside the Jedi Temple.
She is, Jagat said. And no, I haven't heard if the shields are down yet. This is something she suggested after their last attempt failed.
You calmed to ask her for advice?
Tahiri asked.
In the middle of a battle?
Not quite, Jagat said. She calmed me. They were trying to regroup, and she had a few minutes, so she asked HQ to set her up with an S-thread feed.